This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. As we saw last night at the debate, politicians will strenuously debate the extent of the economic recovery. But just about everybody can agree it is sluggish. Some economists fear the recovery is so sluggish, it's possible we might never really climb out before the next recession inevitably comes along, at least not with the policy menu we've got now. Which is why some economists are speculating on what you might call nuclear option scenarios, maybe. The University of Oregon's Tim Dewey is one of those, and he laid out his thoughts in a recent blog post that he called Why I Agonize About the Zero Bound. Tim, good to talk with you.
Thank you for having me on your show.
First of all, what's this wall that our ability to stimulate the economy is maybe running up against, this notion economists call the zero bound?
Well, the issue, the zero bound, is that interest rates are very low, and the interest rate the Federal Reserve typically uses as its monetary policy tool, the federal funds rate, is pretty close to zero at this point. And so the challenge is, how do you stimulate the economy further when your normal tool is pretty much used up all the capacity it has?
So you are suggesting, along those lines, something that, to my knowledge, is complete anathema: explicit cooperation and coordination between the Federal Reserve on one hand and Congress and the president. What difference could that make?
So the issue is, how do you move cash basically into the hands of people that are going to use it? And one of the ideas that we know would probably work is if you manage to do a monetary financed tax cut or a monetary financed government spending. And the idea there is that literally you'll end up printing the money in some way, shape, or form in order to either finance that tax cut or that spending increase.
But by law, this kind of thing is not supposed to happen. Am I right? We have an independent central bank.
That's right. This sort of thing is not supposed to happen. We, in fact, have an independent central bank specifically to prevent the potential inflationary consequences of doing exactly what I just said that might need to be done. The reason that you might need to think about an alternative is if the economy wasn't being stimulated sufficiently through your normal tools. I wanted to have something to think about in case you ended up in a situation where we're still at the zero bound when the next recession hit.
Tim Dewey is an economist at the University of Oregon. His blog is Tim Dewey's FedWatch. Thank you, Tim.
Thank you.